A small Juneau business launched a Kickstarter campaign this week to crowdsource funds for a unique line of products, clothing and accessories sewn from discarded salmon skin and crab shells. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Craig Kasberg, the founder of Tidal Vision, pulls out a wallet from his back pocket. It's a muted jade color, shiny, with a slightly bumpy texture.
It's much different than what you see when you throw a skin away in the garbage when you're cooking up your dinner or something.
The wallet is sewn entirely from salmon skin, sourced from a processor in Kodiak. But right about now, you're probably wondering.
Smells like heaven. I would say it smells quite similar to any vegetable tanned leather.
So no fishy smell.
No fishy smell at all.
Nope, no fishy smell. I confirm.
The skin has gone through a 24-step process that dries it out until it turns into leather. The material doesn't stink because the fish oils have all been removed.
And then we replace them with all-natural, vegetable-based tanning oils.
Kasberg owns a gill netter and has been commercial fishing in Southeast Alaska for almost a decade. He recently sold his commercial fishing license to help fund Tidal Vision. The wallets are being sewn at a tannery in Washington State. His partner, Zach Wilkinson, has a background in economic development and agriculture. He says the ag industry already uses animal byproducts to make high-end items, like shoes and handbags. Why not Alaska fisheries?
Clearly, this stuff is valuable and useful, and we can be doing something with it.
Another item that Tidal Vision plans to roll out is clothing made from chitosan. It's extracted from crab shells. The fabric is antimicrobial, so perfect for socks, underwear, or sweaty gym shirts.
We're still going to recommend you wash your clothes, but as far as odor goes, you won't have to.
Stripping away chitosan from crab shells isn't new. It's usually done with formaldehyde, but the company has a patent-pending method to do it in a greener, more environmentally friendly way. They're hoping to eventually expand the product into bandages and medical supplies.
The sutures that dissolve into your bloodstream are commonly made out of chitosan.
If the product takes off, Kasberg says the business could add an overall boost to revenue for fish processors in Alaska. He would be giving them $1 per pound for the skins, which he says is 90% more than fish meal manufacturers pay. And that money could trickle down to commercial fishermen who supply the processors. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.